just over the last few years, you see most states and even counties and in some municipalities passing legislation that goes to improving their infrastructure. So folks aren't afraid of making the investments where they see improvements to take place, even in their quality of lives. We have just about 40% of all of our bridges across the country are 40 years old or older that are in need of major repair or replacement. That just keeps us where we are. And people recognize that we need to not only fix it, but we need to continue to make expansions. I commend the administration for talking about $1 trillion. But right now, they're only talking about putting $200 million of public money up and the rest coming from other sources in the private sector. And while there's been some successes of that in this country as well as overseas, I don't think we can afford to wait for the financing program to fully mature before we make significant infrastructure investments. It has to be done now. The federal government has to recognize that they need to spend this money. They can't continue to hold the dollars hostage going forward. I'm very pleased that they put the money in this spending bill up to the FAST Act authorization levels. But at the same time they were doing that, they were rescinding unobligated monies from previous years. So it really isn't up to the FAST Act level. So I don't think there'd be political fallout from asking for more money to pay for infrastructure improvements. I think where we struggle is the politicians, unless they can be assured that they're bringing the money to their home district. This is where I believe we need to get back to, so the politicians can have those earmarks to bring some money back to their own district. That's what's holding them back from doing the voting and making these tax improvements that are necessary. Because really, without the earmarks, everything just goes to the administration to make the decisions, and the members of the opposing parties or different regional areas have no way of assuring that the monies are going to go back to their constituents. They're reluctant to do it. And I think if we brought back earmarks and allowed the congressmen and senators to bring some of the money home, they would vote for increases in spending.